Jane's wedding day in Marnin. At last, Jane come downstairs addressed, with wedding knots upon her breast, a-blushing, while a tear did lie upon her burning cheek, half dry. And then her Robert, drawing nigh with t'others, took her hand with pride to make her at the church his bride, her wedding day in mornin'. With litty foot and beating heart, she stepped up in the new light cart and took her bridemaid up to ride along with Robert at her side. And Uncle's mare looked round with pride to see that, if the cart were full, 'twere Jenny that I had to pull her wedding day in mornin'. And aunt and uncle stood stock still and watched them trotting down the hill. And when they turned off out of ground, down into lane, two tears ran down aunt's face, and uncle, turning round, sighed once, and stumped off wi' his stick, because did touch him to the quick to part wi' Jean thick marnin. "Now Jean's a-gone," Tom muttered, "we shall mope like owls within a tree, for she did zet us all agog for fun avore the burning log." And as a zat and tacked, the dog put up his nose athert his thighs, but couldn't make and turn his eyes, Jane's wedding day in mornin'. And then the neighbours round us all, be uns and twos begun to call, to meet the young folk, when the mare mid bring em back a married pair. And all o'em said, to Robert's share, there had a vell the fairest face and kindest heart in all the place, Jane's wedding day in mornin'.